You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Marvin Voigt, 63, confronts his son, Joseph, about his excessive video game habit, telling the 23-year-old he cannot play games all day without a job if he wants to keep living under his roof. Voigt doesn't take the criticism well. He pulls a gun, firing multiple shots through the house. Voigt hits his mother, then chases his father into the driveway where he fires another shot, killing him.
Nancy, Mrs. Voigt calls 911 and is found with multiple gunshot wounds inside the home. Police put out a bolo for Voigt, and his vehicle is spotted roughly 3 hours later. Voigt admits to the shooting and tells police his father was writing his about making something of himself and getting a job. Voigt has a previous arrest for firing a weapon in a residential area and battery.
Joseph Voigt, 23, now charged with aggravated assault and murder. Basilio Hidalgo has had too many drinks to safely drive to his New York home, but he doesn't want to leave his car behind. Then he gets a brilliant idea. Driving his Honda SUV down the main line of the Long Island Railroad. He only makes it a half a mile before his tires are so damaged they catch on fire. After firefighters extinguish the blaze, the car is removed from the tracks with a crane, and maintenance crews work to repair severe damage to the third rail before the actual train can continue on schedule. Basilio Hidalgo, 40, busted, DUI. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A judge has sentenced 52-year-old Richard Allen to the maximum of 130 years in prison for the 2017 murders of 13-year-old Abigail Williams and 14-year-old Liberty German in Delphi, Indiana. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
The teenagers vanished during a winter hike, and their bodies were found the next day with their throats cut. Allen, convicted last month on 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of murder during a kidnapping, has continued to maintain his innocence. The sentence came after an emotional hearing where family members of the victim shared their grief and called for justice. Following the decision, Allen's defense attorneys announced plans to appeal, arguing that his mental health and the lack of direct forensic evidence should warrant a new trial. The case gained national attention over the years, partly due to a break in 2022 when a misplaced police tip was rediscovered, identifying Allen as a person of interest. Investigators linked Allen to an unspent bullet found between the victims, matching it to his handgun. Prosecutors also pointed to a video recorded by one of the girls showing a man believed to be Allen instructing them to move, quote, down the hill. Allen's defense argued the confessions he made were unreliable, citing the psychological toll of his time in solitary confinement. They also noted the absence of DNA, fingerprints, or witnesses explicitly connecting him to the crime scene. The small city of Delphi, home to just 3,000 residents, has been shaken for years by the tragedy. At a news conference, officials praised the work of investigators and volunteers, declaring justice had finally been served.
The victims' families expressed relief and gratitude, with one relative calling the sentencing a long-awaited step toward healing. A 73-year-old man from Mississippi has been charged with the strangulation murders of 3 Southern California women, crimes that date back to 1977.
California authorities have now revealed that Warren Luther Alexander was linked to the cold cases through a DNA match, raising concerns that there may be additional victims. Alexander, who hails from Diamond Head, Mississippi, has yet to be arraigned on the 3 first-degree murder charges. The arraignment has been postponed until later this week, and he remains in custody without bail, according to the Ventura County District Attorney's Office. The path that led to Alexander's arrest began when he was extradited to California from North Carolina, where he is also a suspect in another cold case murder from 1992. Ventura County District Attorney Eric Nasarenko disclosed during a press conference that the California victims were found dead in Ventura County. Each woman had been strangled with a ligature, a detail that has haunted investigators for decades. The victims have been identified as 18-year-old Kimberly Fritz, whose body was discovered in Port Hueneme on May 29, 1997, 31-year-old Velvet Sanchez, found dead in Oxnard on September 8th of that same year, and 21-year-old Lorraine Rodriguez, whose remains were uncovered in an unincorporated area on December 27, 1977. Authorities were finally able to connect Alexander to these heinous crimes after after a DNA sample entered into a national database last year provided a match. This breakthrough was made possible through the use of investigative genealogy, a technique that had previously linked Alexander to the unsolved North Carolina murder of Nona Cobb in 1992. Cobb's body had been abandoned along Interstate 77. Records indicate that Alexander lived in Oxnard during the late 1950s and 60s, and he later returned to the area in the 1970s.
During the 70s and extending into the early 1990s, Alexander worked as a long-haul truck driver, a job that often took him across the country, a detail that may now hold even greater significance as investigators explore the possibility of other unsolved crimes connected to his travels.
Thanks, John. Danielle Pauley, 29, often leaves her two sons with her mom while she travels. She drives to a friend's house but leaves in a car with an unknown man. When Danielle hasn't returned or let family know where she is 24 hours later, they report her missing. A week after, her best friend dies. Danielle does not reach out or show up for the funeral, leaving family believe something's really wrong. Danielle, 5'6", 110 pounds, red hair, green eyes, beauty mark right side of her nose, tattoo of a rose with the name Rylan on her left shoulder, and a Tinkerbell on her right thigh. If you have info on Danielle Pauley, please call Indianapolis PD 317-327-6160. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.